y si ya no puedo verte, porque Dios me hizo quererte para hacerme sufrir más.
So it's K-R-A-S-A-V-T-S-E-V-A, Krasavtseva. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to say with us is soprano alone, and you can
soprano
say,
alone,
and you can just identify
yes,
yourself.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Life is an adventure, and what's your story? Radio St. Pete Insider catches up with a fabulous singer and producer. Alona will be showing a tribute to Sarah Brightman. It'll debut February 21st at the Palladium. It is the first performance here in Tampa Bay. Alona, welcome to Radio St. Pete.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what people can see and hear at this performance.
First of all, beautiful music. I adore Sarah Brightman. She is a world best-selling soprano, and she used to be a inspiration, a wife and inspiration to famous musical theater composer Andrew Lloyd Webber. And he created his pieces, most renowned pieces, Phantom of the Opera, Requiem, Pie Jesu, specifically for Sarah Brightman. She was the first performer of those pieces, as well as she also performed Cats, Evita, which are also works of Andrew Lloyd Webber. So, and also Sarah became so famous because of her ability, her talent to mix classical music with popular music, with even rock, and with folk music. And that's what she did the best. And I personally adore this style, classical crossover. And her selection of music was just fascinating. And that's what I would like to share with the people. We are also going to have two ballroom dance pairs. We are going to have one beautiful, astonishing, oriental dancer who is helping me to perform the song Harem. You probably guys know what's harem, right? And Sarah Brightman was also famous for performing that beautiful song Harem. So an oriental ballet dancer is going to see, is going to dance that song with me. We are having a children's choir, a Lumina Youth Choir of Tampa performing Pie Jesu. It's going to be a fantastic performance. I'm so excited about that.
It's going to be stunning visually, and I understand there's a light extravaganza. The musicians are directed by Global Music Awards winner,
that's
Alex.
Right. Nachimovsky, that's right, that's right. I cannot provide you with a full orchestra because it's a startup, it's a new project. We're not that capitalized yet to hire a full orchestra, but we are ready to show you live ensemble of a grand piano, drums and bass, and also we have a girl playing synthesizer, and she's going to imitate the orchestra. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to sound just real, like Sarah.
Well, and you are an incredible, your resume, your music background is amazing.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your music background and how you ended up in our Sunshine City.
Well, I was raised in Ukraine, Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, and I was always fascinated by music. I started playing piano when I was 3 years old, literally, because my neighbor was a music teacher, and my granny got me a piano for my... I wasn't even born yet. she sent a piano to my parents' home just for the girl to start playing whenever she's born. So I started very early, but my parents did not want me to go for a music career. They thought it wasn't a very good choice for a good girl, you know.
So, even though the family was very musical, right?
But my mom played accordion. And my father, he was an opera aficionado. He was attending all the opera productions in the city. So, but they did not want me to pursue music career. So I first graduated from the university with just general arts degree. And that was not far from music, I gotta tell you. But I also got a finance education. My next degree was an MBA in finance. And I started working in the finance market. Yes, and I also I could handle only 10 years of that. So I was always looking for an opportunity, and the karaoke boosted at that at that point.
Were you in California at that point?
I was in Moscow, Russia. Oh, by the way, I was in Moscow, Russia, and I was a part of the capital markets development in the Russian Federation. And when it became obvious that the capital markets would not develop the same way as the other world in the Russian Federation, I decided to pursue my dream. I decided to go for my music dream, and I started taking classes in music, in singing, and I started, actually, in a couple of 3 years after I started that, I started performing for private and corporate functions.
So you first saw Sarah Brightman at the Bolshoi.
Yes.
And then you saw her again at the Mahaffey here.
And I just saw her again at the Ruth Eckert Hall. She is still touring. She is an amazing singer. She is she's over 60 years old. I can't remember exactly how old is she, but she is still sounding fantastic. She is very good. I think I loved her singing better than before COVID.
Well, yeah. you also run the Music Club of Florida. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is a series of concerts. Mostly for the Russian-speaking community. We started as a Russian-speaking community, but now we are finally getting more and more involvement from the local community, and people started getting our series and listening to our performers. I invite people from Philadelphia, baritones, actors, basses, you know, I invite singers, I invite actors, I invite accompanists, and we do, it's, I would say, classical crossover music concerts for anybody who is interested, not only for the Russians.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So will you tour this Sarah Brightman performance that you're doing at the Palladium? Do you have plans to take it on the road or showcase it elsewhere?
I am dreaming of doing that. I'm sure it's going to be a success, because I literally broke a leg in before that. Literally, seriously, I went to New York City to have some shows there, and on Penn Station, I just rolled over my left ankle and I fractured it, and it was 2 weeks ago. And now I'm healed. I'm so lucky. That it wasn't rescheduled. It wasn't postponed. It wasn't canceled. Thanks. I mean, it's going to happen. Everything is on the way. And I'm having a beautiful partner as well. I did not mention him. Alex Boyd, he's local. He's a local baritone. He is going to sing Phantom with me. This is going to be fantastic.
What is your favorite song? I mean, we have Cats and Evita and Phantom of the Opera, and also you're doing things like Whiter Shade of Pale and Scarborough Affair. Which of these songs, I know you love Phantom, we've talked about this, but which of these songs really plucks your heart?
I love the best, Dust in the Wind by Kansas. This is a fantastic piece of music. Although it's a pop music, but it I think it's forever. It sounds like a classic.
It's like Mozart.
Yeah. Beautiful music, absolutely. And another one, same category, I would say, is Hijo de la Luna. It's a song, Son of the Moon. It's a Spanish song created by Mecano, Jose Maria Cano, the Spanish composer. And this song was performed by all the opera divas, starting Montserrat Caballé, Sarah Brightman, Lara Fabian. Lara is more a classical crossover, not the opera duo. But it was also performed, I think, by Andrea Bocelli as well. But it's a beautiful, it's a fantastic piece of music. And I'm going to have dancers to actually act whatever is going on in this song, because the song is in Spanish. Not everybody understands Spanish, but it's a legend about a gypsy who wanted to be with her loved one, and she was praying to the moon, so the moon gives her this loved one. But the moon told her, you have to give me your first child in return. Yes. And she agreed to that in order to be with her loved one. And that loved one became mad and obsessed because the child was born light-skinned, bright eyes, and all white, because he was a child, a son of the moon. Yeah.
Heart's beating.
And that is going to be presented by my dancers, by myself, and also we are having a video screening, so it's going to be very interesting show.
Well, Sarah Brightman is all about the costume changes, and I'm sure I've seen some of your costumes. Talk a little bit about the costumes and the clothes.
Look at my hair.
You look like Sarah Brightman.
Yeah, I just got my hair done to look exactly like Sarah Brightman. So we will have a few costumes. One will be English traditional, very long, very beautiful linen dress with long sleeves, like very long sleeves. Another one will be all sparkled, and one will be a car set, a red car set, which Sarah Brightman loved. So we will have some costumes. Yeah.
Share with our listeners your best advice for people who want to embrace their musical self, their artistic self, in the face of challenges and obstacles. What would you advise them?
Just take any opportunity. Just go. For me, it was very important to find my crowd, to find my...
Your people.
Yes, the people who like the same music what I like, who like my performance, who like basically the selection of music that I do. So I think that was the best choice for me to go for... Yeah, and find those people. And I found.
That's great advice. A tribute to Sarah Brightman will debut on Wednesday, February 21st at 7 o'clock at the Palladium. Alona, it's just been enchanting to sit here with you. And
thank you so
looking forward to hearing.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and wishing you all the best. And happy coming Valentine's. En el alma solo tengo soledad. Y si ya no puedo verte, porque Dios me hizo quererte para hacer.